Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy Group's Saturday Night Fired Up Meeting. Just teasing, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending tonight on our Saturday night of Rolling Energy. We want to get a couple things out of the way. This show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies, so we ask that you not talk about anything medical. We are not here to diagnose, cure, prevent, anything medical. Don't ask it because we'd have to cut you off. Second, we're not going to talk about any kind of income claims. Get back with the person that invited you. I would suggest extremely highly that you go ask them for their website and go to their website and read it about 5 or 6, 7 times. What I'm going to try to do, though, tonight is share with you some information that I hope that you can look, wrap your head around it in your arms and pull it into your brain and think, wow. Because if you can see the vision of this and you can really truly catch this, we're looking for people that can help us impact the entire world. And if you can think and get your head around, what if you could get technology in your hands that you could literally, anything in the world, could clone it, reproduce it, make it better, and make it wearable? What would you have in your hands if you could do that? And I'm talking about a plant. I'm talking about a vitamin or a mineral, you know, a liquid. An oil, something that would benefit the world, and you could get access to it and reproduce it. Before we get into the show, I want to thank several people: Richard Joy Matuition, Sean Doc Farrell, Diana Anderson, and my friend, my business partner, Professor Irv Samuels. Now, my name is Gary Shaw. I have a little small business degree and a marketing degree, but my co-partner, my friend, my mentor, someone that he and I both have built businesses that exceeded $3.6 million a year in sales, I think we're qualified to share information. But Irv is a little different. Now, Irv was a college professor at 2 major universities in Ohio. He wrote 2 curriculums for him. He has an MBA in business. He has a marketing degree, a speech degree, a psychology degree. But what he's known for more than anything in the world, he likes to take people out into the jungles, into swamps and weeds. He has a little thing he does called Weed Walk. The man can take people and has taken over 1 million people deep into forests, jungles around the world, and showed them things that they could eat and sustain their life if they ever got lost in the woods. So with that, I want to get the show on the road as fast as we can. I do suggest extremely, very, very highly that you grab a pen, you grab a piece of paper, because he's going to swell your mind up and give you some information that's just literally going to make you go, wow. With that, Professor Irv Samuels, will you take it away, sir? Irv, you were just here. Well, I don't know what happened to Irv, but I'll go ahead and start until he gets here. This little story.
He is there, Gary, and his line is open.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'll start it until he comes in.
Okay.
This little story basically started back around the turn of the century. Around the turn of the century, a gentleman came from a foreign country, an immigrant that came to the United States. Now, that immigrant happened to be no other than Nikola Tesla. In this man's journal, in 1895, he had a picture of a car with nobody sitting in the front seat going down the road. His vision and his future, he was a futurist. but he was a mechanical and electrical engineer. He was a pioneer. In 1920, he had this little, in his journal, he had this little device that was 3.5 inches wide, 5 inches long, and they were talking about radio frequencies. Now, if you put those two ideas together, a car driving down the road, how far do you think in the future this man was thinking? A 3.5 by 5 inch, that represented a cell phone. And he basically said, we could talk in the future. And 1920. Unfortunately, this man died in about 1943, way before his time was. He had some huge ideas. You hear, Irv?
Yes, and the most important thing that we're going to talk about this evening that's going to impact your entire life from this point on, if you embrace it, is something that he was working on in the 20s called quantum resonating energy. Everything in this world is about energy. In fact, you know, one of his famous quotes is very simply, if you want to find the secret to the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Well, there was a guy that you may be familiar with. His name was Albert Einstein. And at some point in time, he was being interviewed, and he was asked, what's it like to be the smartest man in the world? And his response was, I have no clue. You'd have to ask Nikola Tesla. Well, let's jump ahead and kind of begin to put some things into practical use that were pioneered by Mr. Tesla. In 2012, a young man in New Hampshire received a mail, a little piece of mail, and was an invitation to the Tesla convention. And boy, did he get excited, because he knew that if he went to that event, it would absolutely make a huge difference in his future. At the time that he was thinking about going to the event, he probably had no clue that by going to that event, he would absolutely end up creating something that would have major impact on the entire world. And that is about what you're going to get your head around if you choose to, based upon the information that I'm going to try to break down so that you get at least a vague understanding of how the world has changed and how it's going to make a much better future for you and your family. His father, Rick Hassler, serious businessman, had recently sold one of his businesses after 25 years in the development as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the huge industrial giant from Japan, for big bucks. So when Mike came to him with his invitation, said, Dad, I'm going to Germany to the convention. And Rick said, what? And they pretty much got into a discussion, and Rick had some reservations. Number one, Mike had, you know, pretty much not even been out of New Hampshire. Number two, he'd never been exposed, you know, to the sharpest minds in the world in a foreign land. So, you know, there was some real caution on Dad's part. But Mike was persistent, didn't take very long until he persuaded Dad that he had to be there. And Rick, the dad, came up with a compromise that was, you know, definitely acceptable to both. And that was, all right, you're going to go, but if you're going, I'm going with you. And that's exactly what happened. Vinny, Vici, Vicky, they went, they saw, they conquered. And ultimately, after that event, Rick, the father, basically pigeonholed everything he had heard, because it was so far in the future kind of detail. It was, you know, quantum resonating energy. It was almost like, you know, quantum energy to allow people to teleport. You know, you get in your little teleportation device in your you know, porthole in your house, and you decide to go to another planet anytime you want to. Well, that's pretty futuristic, although that technology is beginning to come to fruition. I don't know about, you know, other planets, but if you look at the developments that happened within the last couple of months, we actually can transport physical substance from one area to another. And just the beginning. Well, Mike, the son, had a completely different perception on what they had heard, and he shocked his dad with this statement. He said, "Dad, based upon what we learned and what we were exposed to and some of the ideas that I've been, you know, kind of rolling around in my brain, I believe I could create something practical and impact the entire world." And with that, Rick has a lot of confidence in his children, and he said, "What are you talking about?" And Mike said, "Dad, I got it. I really have some great ideas, and I'm ready to go to work." And at that point, Rick, who, you know, appreciates all his children and, you know, honors their wills, you know, quite often. And at that point, he basically said, "Well, what do you need?" And Mike said, "Money, lots of it." Well, fortunately for Rick at the time, was not a big issue. So he said, "Well, if you're serious, here's the checkbook." And that's what happened. Mike went on a buying spree, bought all kinds of really cool state-of-the-art equipment, putting together a quantum physics laboratory. And then he went to work, and he went to work in such intent fashion because he really wanted to prove himself to his father. And it didn't take him very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. And that was the beginning of a trend. There's actually 5 additional patents in place now, and they all have major breakthroughs in technology. So here was the first patent. Yeah, I like to call it a trifecta because it has 3 parts. One, we isolate a frequency from a given source. Okay, the sun resonates a specific frequency, and when the mammalian body is exposed to that, it specifically develops high levels of vitamin D3. When you're walking on the earth, there are huge anti-inflammatory, immune system boosting, muscular, skeletal, and other benefits from the frequency of the earth. When you eat a mineral, it has a resonating frequency. When you eat anything, it has its own frequency. Everything in this world is resonating energy. So when you read the patents and get back to the individual who invited you here, they'll be glad to give you the details so that you can look at everything that the U.S. Patent Office approved when they granted the patents. So as you begin to realize this is pretty serious stuff, you're going to appreciate the second part, and that's that once they isolate the frequency, they put it into a storage device, a substrate that holds that energy. And for simplicity, I'm going to call it a battery. Why? Because we could all relate to batteries. They hold energy. And at some point, the energy eventually denigrates. Time to recharge the battery or get a new battery or whatever. Well, this is kind of the same principle, but definitely not any energy that you're used to putting into a battery. Okay, this is quantum resonating energy. And here is the tough part to get your head around. You know, Gary said, hug it, you know, whatever it takes to figure this out. But this is absolutely the state of our world today. We have this potentiality. When one of these batteries is brought into the proximity, it's brought near to anything with an energy field, that could be a plant, an animal, a mammal, a human, the recipient benefits from having that battery near them in the same fashion, receiving the exact same results as if they had consumed the original source emanating the energy, or as if they had specifically come in contact with the original source emanating the energy. And, you know, here's an example, the earth. We now have the ability to take that frequency, embed it into a battery, and we don't need to be on the earth anymore to get the benefit of that frequency. Revolutionary. In fact, when you try to, you know, begin to realize the various applications that are available, unlimited applications, it literally seems like science fiction. But let me bring it down to some practical applications, which are already readily available. Thousands and thousands of happy, you know, consistent users around the world, and more every day. And that's why we need every one of you to join our mission, because the entire world needs to benefit from these technologies, and of course they can't benefit from them until they become aware of them. So here is the first practical application. It's a little peel-and-stick battery. It's a hologram. Specifically holds energy for about 3 days. It is about 3/4 inch in diameter. It's clear, and it looks like a Band-Aid. And when you put one of these batteries near your body or on your pet's collar or on your horse's harness or, you know, wherever you want to put it, close to an energy field, the recipient begins to get amazing relief, relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion, pretty much anything that is out of sync in causing, you know, some kind of discomfort or discomforting situation in some animal or some, you know, person's life, one of these batteries is going to make a huge difference. And the best part is that they're safe for the youngest infant on the planet and the oldest geriatric, safe for your, you know, little kitty cat and your 25-year-old elephant. Doesn't matter. So experience it. You know, before you go out and buy, you know, some crazy chemical concoction at the drugstore or at the box store, or you go to the hospital and they give you some poisons to put in your body to relieve, you know, relieve something, try energy. We have other modalities. We have something called nitro. Stimulates natural nitric oxide in the body. Nitric oxide is a gas that is produced naturally within the entire cardiovascular system. And when we were youthful, we have a plethora, an abundance of that gas. Ultimately, as we get older, unfortunately, because our diets aren't what they should be and because of other variables, we tend to denigrate the amount of nitric oxide production. And for a lot of, you know, kind of circumstances, we can correlate that directly with what we used to call the natural aging process. Well, nothing natural about it. And furthermore, we have a simple solution. Put on one of these nitro batteries and enjoy the benefits of your body beginning to produce more efficient levels of nitric oxide. What does that mean? Well, in 1995, there was a Nobel laureate that won the physics prize at that time. And what he basically, you know, did was a dissertation on the causal effects and how it impacts mammals. Here's a couple takeaways from that dissertation. One, it's a natural vasculator. It allows your entire cardiovascular system to deliver nutrients and oxygen more efficiently to every cell in your body. Now, you may have heard me just mention oxygen. How important is that? Well, check it out sometime. Just quit breathing. Won't take long until you kind of recognize it was pretty important. And if you want to, you know, on the converse, get the full effect of oxygen, get a oxygen tank, hop a little oxygen, go to an oxygen bar. Specifically, you know, take some oxygen drops. Do anything that's going to oxygenate your bloodstream and see what happens. And here's another takeaway. What does happen is better performance and faster recovery time. So when you're talking to athletes, most of them already supplement with something that stimulates nitric oxide production. Nothing as efficient as an energy modality like our battery. But if you ask them why, they'll say triple the pump and half the recovery time. Wouldn't you like to have better performance in every aspect of your life? If you're heading into the bedroom, don't you want to perform maximally? If you're specific, you know, going to carry on some kind of physical project that is really going to be, you know, kind of an endurance test, don't you want to have the ability to perform longer and recover quicker? And in that competitive event, don't you want the edge? Now I'm going to speed up, you know, kind of the discussion related to some practical applications. And please feel free to ask questions. You're going to have the opportunity, if you're a first-time listener tonight, to get freebies. If you have been here before, feel free to ask questions. The first brief introduction is something called immunity. And boy, in these days and times, with everybody under the stress that we're under, you need to do something dramatic to boost your immune system. You have a resonator that will really put your immune system on target to work at the efficient level that it needs to be working at consistently, as long as you're wearing the battery. We have a CBD modality. It specifically is it's available in two different substrates, a carbon fiber material, unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year, and a hologram version that's good for 72 hours, peel and stick. And it has no chemical composition, so if you're worried about any, you know, drug testing, you know, completely throw that out the window, because there's no way that anybody could ever test for energy in your body. And as a consequence, you know, if you have a CDL, you work for the federal government, and you're, you know, concerned about losing your career over a drug test that comes back with, you know, some kind of indication that you have some chemicals in your system, well, that won't happen with our modalities, because there are no chemicals, only the energy from the original source. And in our particular case with CBD, comes from organic full-spectrum CBD. Works, you know, more efficiently than any other modality of CBD that you can get, because resonates consistently. So you don't have to worry about figuring out what dose is appropriate and what frequency you need to take that dose. You don't have to worry about the fillers. You don't have to worry about the flavoring. You don't have to worry about digestion interfering with the effectiveness of CBD. A lot of people, CBD is cannabidiol, by the way. It specifically is known, based upon some research in the 70s in Israel, that it stimulates a system that we all have. All mammals have a system called the endocannabinoid system, and you need to stimulate that system because it guides all aspects of your entire healthy functioning body into balance, balance of your hormones, your nervous system, muscular skeletal system, your digestive system. You need everything in balance, because when it gets out of balance, it begins to lead to discomfort in a lot of cases, and even worse, it leads to the potentiality of some kind of, you know, debilitating anomalous health condition. Think about that. Would you prefer to avoid it? Or would you like to experience it and then have to go through misery, give all your entire life's earnings away to try to get your health back? Well, no question in my mind, avoid it. Get your endocannabinoid system working at top level. We have a sleep patch. We have a wow patch. We have a burn patch. If you want to do some body sculpting, lose some inches and pounds, get rid of some accumulated toxicity, from the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the chemicals we're exposed to consistently. I worked with a guy who was in one of my previous businesses that at some point in his life ended up, he bought a factory out in Arizona and had some benzene in barrels in that factory when he moved in. Somehow, some of it got into his brain, crossed the blood-brain barrier. Took us years to try to get him back in balance. And listen to this, you know, related to chemical toxicity and related to the fact that you need to get it out of your body. Well, every time he'd walk into a grocery store, when he'd walk down the detergent aisle, he would immediately begin to get punch drunk. He'd start staggering as if he was on a big bender. Now, that's an extreme, you know, kind of example of how toxicity is everywhere around us, but pay attention, it is. Do something about it. Stimulate your endocannabinoid system. And furthermore, use the burn to get some natural detox going on. What a 1-2 punch. And I'm going to talk about three other technologies that are needed, are exclusive, and are provable. I mean, they do so many things that are very easy to demonstrate to other people. One is something called an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency is a pernicious frequency that's all around us. We're in a radiation cloud. We carry devices, okay, cell phones, notebooks, laptops. We specifically get into our cars using, you know, kind of a transmitter, a fob, or we open our garage door using a fob, or we specifically have Bluetooth, or, you know, smart appliances, or we use hair dryers, vacuum cleaners. It goes on and on as to the devices that emit this radiation, and it's all detrimental to your optimal health. Some people are more sensitive and they feel the detriment. Well, most of us don't feel it, but as it chronically impacts your body, it's a downhill spiral as far as how your health is, unless you do something about it. We have an EMF shield, simple technology. Don't take our word for it. Watch a little four-minute video from an investigative reportive crew in Adelaide, Australia. Again, get back to the person who invited you here. They'll be glad to share that with you. At the end of that, you're going to understand how damaging EMF is, and you're going to understand at the same time that you can immediately take action, protect yourself, your children, your grandchildren, and all the people that you love. I'm going to talk now about something that no one has ever even remotely heard of, and it almost sounds crazy. It's a food freshness card. What it does is it has frequencies in it, unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year, will last much longer. It mitigates the development of mold, fungi, and bacteria. So when you stick one in your refrigerator or put one in your pantry, specifically put it in your cut flowers, Mother's Day coming up, how would you like your flowers to last maybe 3 times longer than they normally do? Well, this card will prove to be a huge cost saver for you. Instead of throwing things out prematurely, you'll be able to enjoy them fresh as, you know, the day they were harvested, or fresh as the day they were baked. And there are so many other advantages. Hopefully we'll hear some testimonials later on. And the final item I'm going to talk about is definitely the quintessential item in our product line. It's something called an earthing card. Looks like a credit card. It's carbon fiber material. Not your basic carbon fiber, and the holograms we use are not your basic holograms. Again, took 8 years to, you know, kind of work through the bugs and figure out the most efficient batteries, the most efficient substrates that hold energy very efficiently, and that's what we have. And this earthing card has the frequency of the earth embedded in it so that you now have the ability 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every single second of those days to enjoy the frequencies of the earth continuously. And all I could say is do your diligence. Figure out how important that is. If you want, you know, kind of maybe part of the secrets to Ponce de Leon, earthing is definitely an integral part of that. And there are so many other known facts. In fact, if you go to the site tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing, DREARTHING, that's tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing. There's a 7-minute video put together by a medical doctor who cites the various, you know, peer-reviewed scientific validation of the importance of earthing. Learn about it. Take advantage of our earthing card so that you can enjoy it to the utmost. And that card also has the ability to protect you from EMF, from 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. So you put shields on every device that you have, that you own, that your family owns. But unfortunately, when you're driving down the road, you're still being completely bombarded by all the towers and all the power lines and a combination of the satellites that are being launched to deploy 5G everywhere. Well, with one of these earthing cards, you are able to seriously mitigate the impact of those frequencies. And don't take our word for it. We could prove it to you in 50 seconds. Specifically, by having one of these, you'll see that it improves your strength, your range of motion, your balance. A lot of people immediately feel a calming effect. The frequencies in this card are remarkable, and you will love them like the rest of us. So that's kind of a quick preview on some of the technology that we have available. And we could go into detail on each and every one. We had a great energy practitioner today that did a seminar for us, and boy, did he lead us down some cool rabbit holes. And I highly recommend that you investigate all these technologies, but more important than that, try them. Try to prove me wrong. They, you know, all come with an unconditional guarantee, at least 90 days on the peel and sticks and on the EMF shields for your devices and on the food freshness card and on the earthing card, an entire 1 year unconditional satisfaction guarantee. We have confidence that you'll get the same results that we all are getting, and you'll love them forever, and you'll thank the person who invited you here for introducing you to life-improving technology. So the other side of the coin is with technologies that are patented, exclusive, manufactured in the United States, research and development ongoing, innovative, and absolutely revolutionary, there is a huge financial opportunity associated with these, and amazingly, you can profit from them if you choose. About a year ago, the company set up a division. The company is 8 years old, very successful worldwide distribution, 11 separate distribution centers now. In fact, we grew significantly in the Philippines today. All I could say is, you know, don't let the moss grow under your feet. We're taking it to the world, and we'd love to have you with us. All you do to become a brand partner is get back to the individual who invited you. They'll be glad to walk you through the process. It doesn't cost anything, so there's no financial risk. Immediately, you're given a self-replicated website that has the ability to do business in multiple languages. It's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. I mean, I'd love to be able to speak Japanese and Chinese and Vietnamese and Spanish and Italian and French, and it goes on, and they're all readily available through your website. And here is the kicker. You don't ever have to do what I did here tonight. All you need to become very good at is an invitation process. Specifically get people in front of this information. We do this radio blog show 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday, at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and get people to listen. They get freebies as a first-time listener, and if you successfully get them through the process of watching a couple videos that they designate to be of interest to them, and then you fill in the form to submit their request for their freebies, you'll get rewarded also. So it doesn't get any simpler to build a business. And we also have a webinar every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and on Saturday, the practitioner next week, please put it on your calendar, 11 a.m. this coming Saturday, 5, that's Eastern time, that would be 8 a.m. Pacific time, Dr. Marie from Paris. She's an unbelievably talented naturopath energy healer. So all I could say is join us. You know, you'll have so much brain swell. Come away with the fun. And besides that, they always give freebies away to lucky people on those webinars on Tuesday and Saturday. So get some freebies. Invite a lot of people, and maybe you won't be lucky enough to win, but, you know, if you give it to your children or your neighbor or somebody that you care about and they win, you'll feel pretty good about that. So we have the opportunity to, again, earn. Maybe you don't want to. Well, plug in anyhow. Get the product, you know, buy a package. There's some real deals out there. And as you indeed enjoy the package, maybe you want to get more and more product. And simply by sharing, you'll be able to do it out of earnings instead of having to spend money out of your own, you know, regular cash sources. And having a plan B makes sense. You should have a plan B no matter what your circumstance is, no matter how much income you have, because you never know what's going to change in this world. And the tax advantages, if you have a job, simply by becoming a brand partner and, you know, putting forward the effort and beginning to take advantage of the tax advantages availed to home-based business owners, you'll have an immediate first year without even profit. You know, before you figure out how to invite properly and begin to, you know, convert some of your efforts into growing cash, you specifically will have a $3,000, $5,000 windfall in absolute tax default, which, you know, in other words means that you'll get part of what you normally are paying as taxes on the job that you have back. You'll be able to spend it. It's, you know, discretionary income at that point. So I talked a lot about a lot of things, but please consider, you know, joining us. Don't procrastinate. If you're looking for some extra income, it's on the table, part-time income, full-time income, part-time, and you can even create legacy income if you decide to learn the skills to become a great inviter. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Herb. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you took some great notes because that was a wonderful, wonderful topic right there. With that, we're going to open up the line, and what I'd like for you to do is press 1 right now. Press 1 on your phone, and we're going to take questions and comments. So, Richard, if you would, call out the last 4 digits of a person that is pressing 1. If anyone's pressed 1, call out the last 4 digits of their phone number, and let's answer some questions and give away some freebies.
No one has pressed 1, and they are all brand partners.
Everyone's a brand partner. Okay. Anyone want to?
Do any of the brand partners have somebody three-way on to the call? This would be a great time to press 1 so that you could identify your guest. And if you don't have somebody on the call, why not? You know, I guess I'm looking in the mirror and I'm wondering why the people that, you know, told me that would be on our call tonight aren't here. And that doesn't mean that they're not interested. It just means that for one reason or another, they're not here. So it's back to the well again, you know, try to bring another bucket back up.
No hands up. No hands up.
No hands up. Okay. Herb, you want to do a little like we did the other night, or you want to call it a short night?
Well, did anybody, you know, I came up with, you know, relative to the college campus, you know, portion, I believe I stimulated somebody who decided that he's going to start calling radio stations on college campuses to see if they can't get me interviewed to begin our, you know, introduction of an EMF to the college campus. So, again, innovative action will result in, you know, some kind of result. There's no question. I happen to have a radio station interview this coming Wednesday, station in Monroe, Michigan. I highly recommend that, you know, you step up your game. You know, it's we're watching new brand partners come on. And congratulations, by the way, Richard, marvelous job. We have new brand partners that have been, you know, with us, with the company less than, you know, 10 days that are absolutely doing record-setting introductions. So what, you know, what can we say other than, you know, we need to get excited. We need what new brand partners do, and that is get this information in front of more people.
David raised his hand, and I opened up his line, 7240. David, go ahead.
Hey, I got a question. I had a guy that was interested in a CBD, but he was trying to get
so, somebody has children. Can they mute their line? Somebody has children in the background.
That's him. That's his. For Gary.
Gary, can you mute your line temporarily? Okay, David, CBD.
Anyway, a friend of mine that's from Colorado likes to get high to make himself feel better. But I told him about frequency, and it's hard to explain that we have the best. But how do you, I don't know, I thought he was going to call in tonight like the rest of us. But he didn't call. And then I was kind of curious what to ask or add to what I told him.
Okay, well, you know, we started in the beginning. You know, there, we have a 3-minute video from Dr. Janine that, you know, explains our CBD might help. And, you know, the real advantage is that with our frequency-only CBD, it is so impactful related to its effect on the endocannabinoid system. You know, all I could say, yeah, you could get high. I mean, they now have even CBD that will get you high. And I right. assume that it has, you know, THC in it and will also get you busted, you know, if you are, you know, driving a truck, you know, a CDL driver. I mean, you know, it will test positive and you'll lose your career. But the you know, bottom line is, you know, that's one aspect of the cannabis plant, and that apparently is now, you know, available in the hemp plant side of which is an interesting development technology also. But the key is that, you know, if you're looking for recreational get high, you know, that's not where we are. You know, ultimately we never will be there. But if you're looking for the benefits that the body needs, the body, you know, ultimately over time will, you know, kind of wane. You know, various aspects of our body, if we don't take care of them, will literally head away from balance. And, you know, why not? And again, it's great to get high if that's what you want to do, and if that's his choice, that's okay. But unfortunately, it would be crazy for him to be high 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if he chooses that lifestyle, yeah, or you know, life in general. I mean, you know, there's a time and a place where we're talking about continuous stimulation of the vital underlying balancing system in your body with our resonators. So, you know, it from a health perspective, it makes a lot more sense that even if you are using, you know, marijuana or the new Delta 8, you know, hemp products and you enjoy that, you know, the time that you aren't. Let's say, you know, you get high and you're high for 6 hours or 8 hours or, you know, whatever, you know, you go on a bender, you're high for 24 hours. Well, what about the next day or the next 2 days? You know, doesn't it make sense to take, you know, advantage of something that is so simple? Just put on a little resonator and continuously stimulate that important part of how our bodies balance themselves.
Yeah, I don't know his actual condition, why he was taking it, but he might have been just taking a recreational too. I don't know.
Right, and again, I mean, all you could do is throw it out there and give them the option, and you know, it's their choice. But when you show them, and you know, and again, our relief modality, we have that 1.5 minute video with Dr. Smith. It is pretty persuasive because, and it has hemp in it. You know, it has our full spectrum CBD in it. So, you know, that's definitely relief. Anybody wants to try relief, they'll definitely get some CBD frequency at the same time. But we document its anti-inflammatory, you know, principle. So that's pretty hard to do with you know, getting high or CBD or, you know, marijuana. I mean, they just don't have the ability to do that dark field microscopy to bring the evidence forward as to exactly how, you know, we're showing how our, you know, is anti-inflammatory, how we can reduce inflammation. And, you know, less inflammation, that's less discomfort. That's a given.
All right, question two. His dad is in a nursing home. He's not that old, maybe, I don't know, 69 or so, with dementia. He's okay, but he, like, starts every day again afresh. And I was thinking about going over to talk to Joe and then taking him some WOW and maybe just put him in an index card and put it in his shirt pocket or something. You think that's a good idea?
It's a great idea. And give them some earthing water and some precious water. Give them a little pump spray bottle. Spray it all around the guy's bed. You know, put four bottles, four little wine cups with energized water under the guy's bed. We've had some, you know, and again, energized water, you know, put his bed, you know, in wherever he is into an energy field, a vortex of energy.
Wow.
And we've already, you know, we have people that have had some real challenges, you know, some people with, you know, some major mental clarity deterioration conditions. And they came back to, you know, recognizing people that they weren't able to recognize. They came back to, you know, kind of normal function, you know, able to sit up and eat again on their own. They began to do some pretty remarkable things. So we know that it can't hurt anybody. And let's say they, you know, get another, I don't know, 5 years of reasonable cognitive benefit. What's the downside? I mean, holy cow. I mean, the day that your dad recognizes you and he's back to, you know, appreciating, you know, the sun again or whatever, in my opinion, that's worth everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks
so no downside, all upside, and you could do it for, you know, a patch is $1.67, so, you know, one patch, you know, there you go, and in the water, doesn't cost you anything. You know, make a couple gallons and tell them to, you know, give them a, or tell them to buy a spray bottle, you know, put a gallon, you know, whatever, a quart into the spray bottle and just go to it. Spray.
All right. I can do something like that. Thanks.
And you could demonstrate that to, you know, to Joe, whatever, spray him. Do muscle testing. Show him how you can improve his balance, his range of motion, his, you know, his strength. You know, ultimately, you know, what...
It'll be interesting if he even recognizes me. I haven't seen him for years. I just found this out.
Sure.
It's going to be interesting, yeah.
Wow. Well, give it a try. You know, I hope you can... And I love helping people, you know, and ultimately, if it turns out that you know, this does something of significant, you know, gain, I mean, anything, any positive, you know, situation, maybe he has a little discomfort. If he's in an institution, then there's probably bed sore problems coming on. Who knows? But, you know, we've got some pretty amazing technology.
Cool. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Good.
Richard, anybody else? Trying to help people out.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, but step up your game, you know, spark. And we also have, and I don't know how many people you know could use some extra income, but we have a simple dial-in number. Again, less than 3 minutes. And you know, you approach somebody and you say, hey, you know anybody that could use some extra money? And if they say yeah, you say, great. I'd like to text you a number. And at that point, you say it's less than 3 minutes long, and I believe you might even be interested in making some money when you hear, you know, what's going on. And that number is 641-715-3900. Extension 472030 pound, and whether you wrote it down just now or not, it doesn't matter. It is readily available all the time on our team, that page of the V card that I put together to share all the information with all of our team around the world, and that is tinyurl.com/sharingtools. It's the second item listed on that page. And listen to it. When any brand partner listens to it for the first time, please say, hey, you know, this is Dave, test. You know, that way nobody will follow up with you. But you know, when you have a new guest there, make sure they list your name. You know, feel great. Your username. You know, that way we could immediately plug them in, even if we can't get a hold of you.
Very good. I'll check that out.
and set a goal, you know, get, I don't know, five people a week. Can you find five people somewhere within Ohio that might have an interest in extra income? And if you can't, you know, you're a big guy, you know, grab them and say, hey, dial that number right now. And they'll end up like, I mean, they're going to thank you. I mean, bottom line, they're going to be happy. We just have to, you know, get our heads around taking more action because we're just not, you know, we're not doing what we should be doing yet. You heard me say yet. Today's the first day of the rest of our lives.
Yep.
Great. Any other participants looking to comment this evening? Richard?
Yes, this is Jane. Winter Haven, Florida. I have a question on the little bottles that the minister has placed in food card on there. What is the life expectancy of the energy on those little stickers on those little bottles?
Well, they are a new prototype, you know, a production prototype, so that's indeterminate. Unlike the freshness card, which is the identical frequencies that they've embedded into those sticker holograms, the freshness cards are unconditionally guaranteed for a year. But we don't know yet. We have no idea what to anticipate. Now, we do know that, and this is fascinating, from experimentation, and again, you know, we're all experimenting with that, you know, with those little bottles that we now have access to. Some people have actually removed the stickers, and they're experimenting with other things using those stickers. So we're going to learn a lot. But what we do know from experimentation is that, and this is just a principle that, you know, I don't know, you know, even other than an experiment that's replicatable. You could replicate this anytime you want to. And that is when you take the earthing card, you run water over the earthing card and you put it into a spray bottle. And this could be a plastic bottle. You know, it's not a cobalt blue glass bottle. I mean, this is just your standard dollar store spray bottle. We did that. And then we muscle tested with that water consistently three times a week. And it held the energy exactly the same, meaning that, you know, it improved people's strength, it improved their range of motion, their balance, for 87 days. That's when we ran out of water. So it may have lasted another 6 months, years, I don't know. But, you know, the point is we're on to some pretty cool technology, and hydrated substances hold energy extremely efficiently. Sorry I couldn't answer your question, but, you know, we don't know.
Well, in a way, you did. I figured the energy on those miniature food cards would last longer than the little battery system that's only 72 hours. But I realize it's not as big and when you sold as much energy as the full-size fullness, full-size freshness card. I haven't thought about putting other stickers on the bottle. So that's interesting. I'm definitely going to get a jar of water and drop my earthing card into it. Let it sit overnight and I'll start drinking the water and splashing it on my face. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, again, we're working on, you know, projects with restaurants and you know, various venues that have people that come in, patrons, CBD stores, health food stores, and they can literally, you know, just put a CBD sticker on, you know, some kind of a glass and then fill it with water, and it won't take very long until it takes on the frequency of whatever sticker you put on there, whatever, you know, battery you have, so that we have CBD water, or we have immunity water, or we have burn water. And, you know, there are so many commercial, practical applications that could be, you know, probably the most profitable things that bars and restaurants and health food stores begin to introduce to their, you know, patrons, to their customers. Just a matter of a little ingenuity and a little, you know, show and tell going on within their facility. Once you prove the technology to a new patron, and here's just an idea. There's a page, actually, I could, you know, share it with anybody that wants to take a look at it. It's a proposal for a restaurant to begin to monetize their water. And this is the simplicity of that. Every restaurant owner hates patrons that come in and ask for water because it's, you know, kind of in lieu of a profitable sale. You know, they're not buying a beverage. They're not buying coffee. They're not buying tea. They're not buying a soda pop. And on the other hand of that, you know, of that reality for the restaurant owner is that they still have the expense. They have to clean the glass. They have to put ice in the glass. They have to have their waitress service that patron, you know, if they want to refill twice or three times. There's expenses associated with, you know, every aspect of that. No cash flow, you know, negative cash flow. They have to pay, you know, the source of their water, whatever that is, you know, the city, the, you know, the jurisdiction whereby they get metered water. Well, here's the simple, you know, kind of turnaround on that. They put table tents on their table that explain, you know, some, they can call their water, their energized water, anything they want. You know, Nikola Tesla inspired, you know, Royal Blue Restaurant energy water, whatever. Okay. And at that point, you know, the patrons are sitting around. They have nothing else to do. They look at the marquee, you know, little table tent, and the waitress comes up and somebody says, "I'd like water." And the waitress has been taught very simply, you know, it's in fact, if it's done right, they'll be in the binary and they'll have a financial incentive to do this every single time a patron comes into the restaurant. And they'll say, "Well, would you like the Allegheny River water that is out of our tap, or, you know, Cuyahoga River water?" You know, it happened to be on fire 80 years ago, you know. It actually had so much pollution in it that it burned. But, you know, would you like that? Or we now have, you know, amazing Royal Blue Restaurant energized water inspired by Nikola Tesla. If you want to read about it, it's on that marquee. And we'll give you the first glass free. We charge 85 cents a glass. What do you think the patron will ask for? "Well, I'd like the Cuyahoga River water." Yeah, universally. It's going to be the energy water every time. And now, if the waitress brings over a little notebook, you know, or you know, a tabletop, you know, little presentation, or gives, or there's a website on the marquee that people could watch a, you know, a 3-minute video showing muscle testing as to what that water is doing to them. And you'll have some excited people at that table that begin to do experiments with energized water, and boy, that word will get out to that restaurant owner, you know, that he's, you know, marketing not only the underlying availability of this energy product, but that he has, you know, the entire line, and it could easily exceed the restaurant owner's entire revenue if he executes it properly. And furthermore, if you go into a private restaurant and you specifically say to the owner, "What night is your slow night?" And they'll tell you, "Oh, boy, do they know." And you say, "If I could, you know, with your cooperation, you know, through this entire program, we're going to increase your revenues. We're going to, you know, begin to monetize water. We're going to specifically begin, you know, with your permission, to begin to drive some restaurant patronage on your slow night, you know, and put a, you know, a bi-monthly meeting together at that restaurant." All new business for the restaurant owner. Unlimited potential. Just begin to put your head around the idea that we have amazing, proven, novel, innovative technologies that change people's lives. Hope that opens your vision a little. Anybody else, Richard? Richard?
Sorry,
hello?
I muted myself. I muted myself there. Sorry about that. Gary had to drop off. His granddaughter decided she's going to play with Grandpa tonight.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Okay.
Do we have
so
anybody
got
else?
Scott that... here. Yep, hold on. Scott's okay. here.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good evening. How are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing awesome. Awesome.
That's
brand
wonderful.
Partners only. How about giving us a little advisement how Scott is developing his business? What activity have you taken in the last week that everybody should pay attention to?
Oh, I don't know. When I'm out in public, I don't know. If I go in a store or something, I ask somebody, I say, do you know anything about Nikola Tesla? And some people say yes. Yeah, some people say don't have a clue. It just depends. And then you say about the Tesla car. And most people know about the Tesla car. So then you go on to say about Nikola Tesla being back in the 1900s and early 1900s, about the pioneering stages, and that's what we have is the technology is based from Nikola Tesla back in the 1900s. So, and then I ask them, they're like, well, what, you know, and then I ask them, you know, would you be willing to participate in a demonstration? We can do it one or two ways. We can do a strength test with your fingers, where you squeeze your index finger and your thumb together, and this is a baseline, so you don't let them touch the card at all. And what you do is you open their fingers up. Then you give them the, and you tell them that you just, you tell them to pretend that you gave them a $500 bill and that they don't want you to take that $500 bill back from them. So, and you tell them to squeeze, and then if their fingers are weak when you open them up the first time, say, come on now, were you serious? Were you really squeezing? Were you really trying? And then a lot of people will be like, oh, no, I can do better. So then you do it again. Okay, so then you got their, and you use their weaker hand. You don't use their strong hand, not unless they have something wrong with their weaker hand, then you can use their strong hand. But normally you use the weaker hand, and you open those fingers up. And then after you do that, you give them the card, and let them hold the card, and just ask them while they're holding the card, do you feel anything going through your body? Are you feeling any tingling? Is the card getting warm? Some people say it gets hot. Is it getting hot? I've had a woman that her heart raced by holding the card. That was really strange. She was like a girl in maybe her late 20s, maybe 30 at the most. Anyhow, she threw the card on the table at a trade show, and she took off, and it freaked her out. But normally that doesn't happen. People really, you can feel the energy of the card. That was something that day, though. I was blown away that day. Herb was actually there that day. So what you do then after they take the card again, and then they hold the card for 50 to 60 seconds, you do the same test with them again with the index finger and the thumb, and then you open those fingers again. And a lot of times, some of the people, you're not going to get their fingers open back again. And then they're like, oh, you're not trying hard enough. So if there's two people there, then you let them do the test together. You ask them which one wants to be either He-Man for the day, if it's a man and a woman, or who wants to be She-Ra for the day. And that's how I do it. And I do this in the middle of Walmart parking lot. I'll just stop people with their groceries. I had people set their groceries down in the middle of the parking lot. Whatever they had in their bag that day. I mean, it probably wasn't groceries. But whatever they had in their bag, they'd set them down in the middle of the parking lot. And they would literally participate in my demonstration. It's pretty amazing. And then normally when you get that, then you can set an appointment to do more. So, but anyhow, so that's for that. I got a new testimonial for this evening. Okay, so today during this morning during the webinar, and congratulations, Dick or Richard. That's awesome. That's amazing. That's just something to be proud of. Congratulations.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyhow, this morning I was getting tired. I was up late last night. We had a major project here at home going on today, and But I took the break from 11 to 12, and I come in and I did the webinar. Well, I was doing during the webinar, I could feel myself like I was starting to yawn and I was getting tired. So I went and I got my spray bottle that comes in your $3.99 package. You get two of those. I took my spray bottle and I sprayed my face, and then I lifted my shirt and I sprayed my heart. Well, then that was fine. That was getting me through, and I thought, you know what? I need to get moving here. So I went and I stuck two of the nitro. I stuck one on my left ankle, and I stuck one on my right ankle. There's like a pressure point down in there on your ankle, and you find that pressure point, and you stick that nitro on there. Well, I tell you what, I finished the webinar, and I've just been going, going, going ever since. I am very, very highly energized right now. So tomorrow we got a major walk to go on, so I'll probably stick a couple more on for my walk for tomorrow. It's a long walk through abandoned turnpike tunnels, so it ought to be pretty neat. But anyhow, I will be energized for that whole thing, and I'll probably stick about, because I have severe upper and lower back injuries, I'll probably stick about in between 6 and 8 relief on tomorrow. You don't need that many, but I don't want to feel any discomfort because I don't know how long of a walk this is going to be. And so me, I would rather go overboard than underboard and feel discomfort. So that's what I'm going to do for tomorrow. And then I'll let you know on how this works, because normally, folks, before I got the earthing card, I would start to walk around my yard walking my dogs, and I wouldn't even get a quarter of the mile, and I would be in so much discomfort, I just wanted to quit. I just would want to come in and say the heck with it and just come in and lay down. Now, I didn't do that because I'm not a quitter, but that's what I felt like doing, but I would still walk my dogs. But I'm kind of lazy these days, so I just take them around with a four-wheeler. But we do go on hikes and stuff with my sister and them. But my dogs get out every morning, and they get like 3.5 miles a day. So what else you want to hear, Irv? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what else you want to hear?
How about just a little bit about an update on Nyla?
Well, we just changed Nyla's batteries last night, and she's had a pretty rough couple days. So we're hoping for a turnaround tomorrow with her. But she's been struggling. But for people that don't know, she's a 14-year-old Akita, and most Akitas only live 8.5 to 10 years. So it's pretty remarkable that we even still have her. And I'm going to be very honest with you. If it wouldn't be for Nature's Frequencies, the earthing card, the CBD pet tag, and the rest of the batteries, she would not be here. That is the only thing that is literally keeping her trucking. And how I know that and I can state that is because after you change her batteries, once you change them and you don't change them again, and if you don't change them in like 4 or 5 days, which you should, we need to get on a schedule in doing that. But anyhow, I try to let her go and see how long that they work. Well, when she starts walking totally sideways, then you know that it's time to change the batteries. And then once you do, it takes a couple of days, but then she's walked back to walking straight again for about another 5-6 days. So you just have to stay on top of it and change the batteries. Folks, these products are truly amazing. Every single one of them works. I've used every one of them. I could sit here and go on and on all night long. So I'm going to get off here and let other people speak. But anyhow, you know, if you ever have any questions or anything, you know, don't hesitate to call. Everybody has my number. If you need it, just ask Richard Joy, any of them. They all got it. So Gary Shaw, all of them. Anyhow, the products work. If you don't have an earthing card, I highly, 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 if you ever take anything and I say to heart, get yourself an earthing card and a food freshness card. Get one for your refrigerator and one to put at the head of your bed. That way, if you're in bed and you start feeling any discomfort at all in your stomach or anything, you take that food freshness card, you stick it on your stomach, and within about, I don't know, anywhere from about 15 to 20 minutes, I feel that the discomfort is gone. Whatever's bothered me in that time frame is then gone. Teresa's sitting here right now. She just come in from mowing the grass, and she said, Scott, I don't feel good in the gut. So she said, I'm going back here and grab my food freshness card. That's what she's doing. She's sitting here right now in the chair, and she has her card on her stomach. So, all right, folks, that's all I have. If you don't have a physician yet, make sure you get one. Have a wonderful evening.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
Okay, Charles.
What are you going to get excited?
Starting to get back into the swing of things. So I am.
Marvelous. We'll be there. All good.
I want to try to get in that or in the groove there where I get to sell some of the most packages or something. I got to get on the leadership board or something again. Oh, that's something. I got two people. I didn't even – never mind. Anyhow, yeah, we're good. All right, I'll get more excited than what I am.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Charles, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing incredible
hey,
work.
Professor Herb, Quantum.
Yes, yeah.
Professor Quattle, what did I do with this $200 in my back office here? I got a...
Did you receive your earthing card? I'm sorry, your pay card yet?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, then spend
it's
it.
It's not a question. I was just making a comment. I got money in my back office. I don't know where it came from. But anyway,
it's all good.
I'm going to stand to correct you on that CBD. Now, I don't know, but I know my body. I know I haven't smoked marijuana since Woodstock, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what it is because I got CBD, but I just put two, I ordered the tags. I got two CBD tags on me. I'm listening to Gary. Gary said people pass by him and they can feel the vibrations. So I noticed that when I did feel, I want to say it felt exactly like smoking a joint, but I got really relaxed and I nodded out. And I woke up, I'm feeling good all the time. There's no downer on this. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I got a bald spot in the back of my hair. I think I got some hair growing back in my bald spot back there. I think I got some new hair growth in the bald spot. So I don't know what that is. I'm not saying it's the resonators or anything like that, but I did notice. Today, I noticed this today. My bicep, I haven't lifted weights on a regular basis in years. But my biceps, there's more, it felt like I've been lifting weights.
Yep.
And my biceps are bigger.
That's not uncommon. As a matter of fact, my sponsor's sponsor, James, is a weightlifter. He is a 70-year-old man. Still working as a industrial pipe fitter in a nuclear plant. And he works out on a regular basis. The first day that he was introduced to the nitro, he specifically noticed that he was able, or he felt that he'd be able to pump more, you know, at the gym, you know, add whatever, I don't know, you know, how many reps he does. But he felt that the first day that he put him on. The second day he tried it, and it turned out that he was able to do, I believe, like 10% more weight and 10% more reps.
Wow.
And that was simply
wow.
the second day of nitro. I mean, you know, so there's no question that it has major ability to begin to enhance performance, no doubt.
Well, I haven't lifted any weights at all.
Yep. And then my sponsor, Doug, who also, you know, he's a pretty fit guy and he goes to the gym quite often. He also had the same experience. He said, now that I have the nitro and he uses the burn also, which has converted some, he had a little, you know, even though he's a healthy guy and, you know, pretty formidable, you know, body, he had built a little visceral fat, you know, a little yellow fat, you know, a couple inches around the waist. And it resculpted, you know, when he started using the burn, it literally went away. And he knew that it had converted to muscle because he was able to do more reps with more weight.
A six pack. He got a six pack.
Yeah. I think he lost like 2.5 inches. You know, and it just turned back into, it was amazing. I mean, you know, he's tried a lot of things over the years, you know, to keep, you know, as fit as he can. He probably spends, I don't know, $1,000 a month on nutrition minimum. And, you know, what happened with these energy modalities is that it just really added to everything he had going on.
Wow, that's awesome.
No. Yeah. So, you know, get out there, share, man. That's, you're doing everything you need to do.
I'm really vibrating.
Yeah.
Vibrating a lot.
Love it. And we're just beginning, you know. In fact, you know, we're about to launch.
Beginning.
You know, that's the thing, you know. It's absolutely going to be.
Waiting for the balance. And I'm going to, what Dr. Coleman did on the Zoom call, I'm putting freshness card on the back of my Lazy Boy, and I'm putting the earthing card on the back of my Lazy Boy, because I already sit on top of a freshness card. I got a freshness card on the cushion part of my Lazy Boy, and I sit on top of that. So I'm gonna add.
I like it,
what he did on the Zoom call this morning. I'm gonna put one on the back of my chair like he had on his.
Yep, makes sense.
I'm gonna follow suit.
Yep, I think the gut area is, you know, a really great area, because we have bacteria in our gut, and ultimately for most of us it's not where it should be. You know, some of us take prebiotics and probiotics and postbiotics, and we have crazy, incredible natural diets. And maybe our gut, you know, flora is right. Maybe. But with the earth, I mean, with the freshness card, it's definitely going to work on, you know, eliminating bad bacteria, and having that energy in there is going to help flourish the good bacteria.
And it might be, too, because I just dropped the earthing card in right into my, I have a 32-ounce water. I'm trying to get up there with Gary. I'm trying to get to a gallon a day. It's not easy, but I'm doing pretty good. I drink about two or three. I keep the earthing card in filter water, in my water. I get the filter. I got a water filter on my refrigerator. And we just get the filtered water in there, and I just pour it right on top of the card, and I just drink it with a straw.
Love it.
So that might have something to do with it too. I'm drinking earth and water. That's the only water I drink now.
Very good. And we know. And by the way, on Energized Dream Team, if anybody, you know, isn't paying attention there, you should check, you know, fairly regularly. That's a closed Facebook group for our team, you know, it's basically Susie on down. And today they posted the document from the Netherlands hydrologist's data on the benefits of the earthing card and the freshness card on water. So we now have that document ready to disseminate. Just, you know, go there, get it. If you're not already a member of that group, you have to be on Facebook, you know, but get back to, you know, anybody in your upline, and they'll be glad to invite you. It's by invitation only.
Irv, you're my upline.
I'm pretty sure that I've already invited you. Are you on Facebook? Are we friends on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. I have to do quick. This is the Dream Team.
Energized Dream Team.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do a search on that.
Well, you won't be able to get in it, but I'm pretty sure. I'll make sure that we're friends, because you know, only a friend can invite you into a group.
I thought we were already friends, Herb.
If we're friends, I'll make sure I'll check again to make sure that I've already invited you. I think I did. When that happens. Yeah, well, absolutely. Yes. Yes, Charles, you are.
You're in Michigan more than I am. I haven't even met you yet.
I'm going to be, again, radio interview Wednesday in Monroe.
I was trying to wait till I got both of my shots before I start moving around, but I know I might have to come down to Monroe.
Well, get a local radio station in Ipsy, you know, whatever. Get them to be willing to interview me, whatever. You know, open up.
I could do that.
Open up the channel.
Yeah, get you on EMU.
Yeah, marvelous.
Yeah,
every single
university
has a radio station. They're looking for some newsworthy, you know, kind of topics, and they love bringing on interviews.
Oh yeah,
so,
that sounds good. I think I got some connections there, a little bit of connections at U of M too. I'll check on it.
Cool. And as we develop downlines, you know, people that did go to universities or whatever, see if they could get their alma mater to, you know, allow, you know, run with it somehow.
Especially when we come out with the nonprofit stuff, that would be perfect.
It will be.
Sororities and fraternities.
And it sounded like, you know, from the broadcast today that we're maybe as close as this month, you know, May. You know, it could happen. I mean, because Rick said that they're not going to add any products until the platform is up. So, boy, that was a pretty good statement I heard today. But, again, it's beyond his control. It's in the hands of programmers.
Right. I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, all of us, anxiously. Marvelous. Well, thanks for participating. We love hearing updates from everybody, and boy, we feel your energy, Charles. It's getting much, much more energetic.
It gets better and better every day.
Yeah, that's great. Richard, do we have anybody else at Press 1?
No one else has pressed 1, Irv.
Okay, I think we can close it out. You know, I hope, you know, you weren't bored, you know, by my discussions on, you know, what I call thinking out of the box concepts, but ultimately, there's no limits to where we can take this and how we can get advocacy groups in every aspect of you know, anything, you know, educational systems and sporting clubs and gymnasiums. I mean, just think about putting an earthing card in the water cooler at a gymnasium. Think about the discussions that a smart gym owner could begin in the product movement that will eventually be created from that simple action of one earthing card in a water cooler. With that, thanks everybody. You know, love you guys. We again are on such a big mission and we have so much to do. So all I could say is whatever your game is, you know, look in the mirror and see if you can't maybe improve your game just a little. With that, thanks, Richard. Thanks, all of our guests. Thanks for, you know, being on board, you know, and we will be back Sunday and Monday at the same time. Let's all work a little harder and get some guests rallied so that we can give some freebies away. Thanks, and good night, all. Be blessed.
Thank you, Irv.